For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. To ask Pastor to come forward.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Marta. Well, every year we do this and we have the offering, I always want to say wow and just grateful. We're talking about gratitude today. Grateful for your generosity. And for all of us who deliver this stuff, all of you give our car shocks a workout every year. And so, I mean, at least my side will be lighter this time. Good luck, Marta. Yeah, that Creamery Tire can do shocks, I think, too, if you need alignment for. But let's pray for this wonderful gift this morning, and thank you all for the offering you've brought. Let's pray. Gracious God, it is good to gather together today for worship. And as part of our worship, we bring this offering to you. So may these gifts bless all who receive them. And may you bless the work of the Daily Bread Community Food Pantry and the Norristown Hospitality Center, where these gifts will go to. We do this in response to your great love and generosity toward us and to this world that you love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Stand if you're able. We'll be joining our voices together in song. We'll be using the PowerPoint overhead. We'll be singing from the blue hymnal. Praise the Lord. Sing hallelujah.
Together.
Blessed be your name.
When the world is silent, I hear music in the air.
seated.
I'm Pastor J.W. Sprunger from Providence, and the scripture reading this morning is in dramatic form. First, a reading from the Old Testament, Psalm 67, and the New Testament reading will come from the book of Luke.
May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And make his face to shine upon us.
Let your ways be known upon the earth,
your saving grace to every nation.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad
and sing aloud for joy,
because you judge the people justly
and guide the nations of the earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us.
God will bless us.
And people will fear him to the ends of the earth.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore.
Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice,
"Jesus!
Master!
Have pity on us!"
Jesus saw them.
"Go, show yourselves to the priest."
And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked,
"Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Rise, go. Your faith has made you well."
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sorry, I got to take my glasses off so I can read what I have here. Providence Mennonite Church is thankful for the way God has blessed us this past year. We are thankful and rejoice with the Apostle Paul, who proclaimed, "Remember this, the person who plants a little will have a small harvest, but the person who plants a lot will have a big harvest. Each of you should give as you have decided in your heart to give. You should not be sad when you give, and you should not give because you feel forced to give. God loves the person who gives happily. God is the one who gives seed to the farmer and bread for food. He will give you all the seed you need and make it grow so there will be a great harvest for your goodness. He will make you rich in every way so that you can always give freely. This service you do not only helps the needs of God's people, it also brings thanks to God. It is a proof of your faith. Many people will praise God because you obey the good news of Christ and because you freely share with them and with all others. And when they pray, They will wish they could be with you because of the great grace that God has given you. Thanks be to God for his gift that is too wonderful for words. That's 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 15. When JW asked us as a congregation what we were thankful for, there were a few things that, few people that responded. Here are a few of them. They said, for my family, for my wife, for my children, for God's grace, for the congregation's hospitality, for a caring church, for our pastor. It was also reported by a member of how a person who does not attend appreciated the caring of the Providence Church. When he asked us about a song, there were a couple suggestions, but one stood out. One person mentioned, "Thanks to God for my Redeemer." And everyone nodded, and JW will say this, he couldn't believe that we all nodded at one time. This song was, we discussed why we picked this song, and it has everything in it. In the discussion that followed, the reason for this hymn was because it covered everything, the good times, the difficult times, for God's redemption, seasons, joy, and sorrows. Here's the story behind this hymn. It was written by August Ludwig Storm when he was 29. He attended trade and agricultural schools and joined the Salvation Army, where he was made the financial secretary at the Army headquarters in 1892. The hymn was written in Swedish and translated into English in 1931 by Carl Ernest Backstrom. The original version had four stanzas, but when Backstrom made his translation, he reduced the number to three, incorporating some of the ideas from the other stanzas into his adaptation. In Storm's Swedish version, he lists some 32 things to be thankful for. He reminds us that we can trust God to work for our good, in our pains as well as our pleasures, in our sorrows as well as our joys, and in the times he denies a prayer request as well as those he answers. 8 years after he published these words in 1891, Storm was stricken with a painful and crippling disease, but he continued to praise the Lord in it all. So we asked you to sing this song, and we want to sing all three verses.
Please listen. Together. Greetings. Here to give a little update of the happenings at Methacton. It's hard to sum up what all goes on in a year, but just some things that have been gone that have brought us a lot of happiness is we have a new children's second hour, which is a neat thing for us. It's not something we've always had in the recent past. We've been forming new relationships with a lot of our neighbors, which is fun. Seems like more are showing up all the time. We finished our pastoral review process, which went successfully, I think, giving us a better idea of who we are, but also who we want to be as we go forward. We've continued to emphasize prayer through our prayer chain, and we've had a lot of wonderful visuals going on at Methacton alongside the themes of whatever we're working on, which has made the space itself just a joy to walk into. We've been restoring many of our older gravestones with the help of the Boy Scouts and some others, and so trying to preserve some of the historical meaning of the place. We've been working on some of the properties of Methacton, and we've been restoring those as well with good success. We've got two new babies, which for our congregation is a big deal. One of them is mine. She's not here today, but it adds something to the service for sure to hear those coos. So we've been having a lot of interesting things going on in our second hour. We've been telling our life stories to get to know one another in a new way, but also there's been just a real effort to educate ourselves in important things going on around the world. And so one of the last things I'll say is we've got this ministry called One Stitch at a Time, which is a group of people that get together and make just some wonderful articles of clothing and afghans, and we give those to Crossroads, which they put to good use. So it's good to be with you today, and we're going to sing the song Great is the Lord, number 87 in the Blue Book, and we'll do that now.
It worked. All right. Good morning. Recently, I guess it was last week, I saw a commercial, and I think it was specifically on ION TV channel, having to do with gratitude. And it was sponsored by an organization called the Foundation for a Better Life. And maybe you've seen it. I won't give you a spoiler alert, and I won't tell you a lot about it since it's only a one-minute commercial, but you can find it online. It involved a daughter and her father as she was leaving for college and the intimate dialogue between the two of them. To me, it was the perfect exchange between them of love, gratitude, and would be an encouragement to anyone who would be able to witness this this video or this commercial. For our sharing of gratitude from Spring Mount, we gathered last Sunday in what we call our third Sunday table church worship gathering, where we share a meal together and worship the Lord. So we ask ourselves, what are we thankful for as a congregation over the past year? And there were a number of things that were shared among the group. And I'll just go over maybe 15 or 20 of them with you. We were thankful for God and that God answers prayers. Gratitude forms my faith, both in helping me give to other people and also in receiving help from others. Thankful for a church helping me to know and understand God. I'm thankful for a church where everyone is welcome to serve and belong. And though we are a small group, I am grateful for the financial support shared with one another and for caring for each other through those tough times. We are grateful and blessed when new people are welcomed into our congregational life. Thankfulness for a church that feels as just like a close family. Thankful for our pastor and for a congregation of ministers who serve Jesus on a daily basis. We are grateful for the many people who serve and volunteer in the community and who give a lot of time to meet needs in our community, such as serving community dinners offered to the people in our local neighborhoods. We as a church are thankful for a congregation that is willing to listen to others who have different perspectives and for accepting people for who they are. We are thankful for the welcome and support offered to our members with autism, and that they share their gifts with us and for the children who also help lead worship each week. We're thankful for intergenerational community in the congregation and for the intellectual learning we seek to do together. As a church, we're thankful for members who have come through significant health changes and the love shown by the congregation during those times. We give thanks for all opportunities for spiritual growth and for the ability and openness to ask questions at church. For our table church worship model, which has been spreading to other congregations. And we are grateful for the reconciliation of Franconia and Eastern District conferences. And I would like to add how grateful we are. Just a few years ago, a group of pastors were led to gather together and form a special ministry for our churches, of which Pastor Mike was a big part of its early formation. I'd like to close with a quote from author Diana Butler Bass. Gratitude is not a form of passive acceptance or complicity. Rather, it is the capacity to stare doubt, loss, chaos, and despair right in the eye and say, I'm still here. Being grateful does not fix anything. Pain, suffering, and injustice, all these things are real. They do not go away. Gratitude, however, invalidates the false narrative that these things are the sum total of human existence, that despair is the last word. On the contrary, gratitude gives us a new story.
Let's stand for this one. Turn to Blue 89. We'll sing the first and last verses.
For the beauty of Before I start my little talk that Grant asked me, I want to say that one thing Grant said to me was, don't go long. And I want to say I learned from the best of them. Because I realized when I looked at my notes and heard your talks, it's like, okay. And second of all, I want to say I am thankful for my husband. Today is his birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to him. So I'm very thankful for him. As I was looking over this past year, I realized that a lot of things have happened at Frederick, and a lot of things have happened that helped us grow spiritually. I asked someone what happened this past year, and they said, well, there's a lot of spiritual growth. So I'm thankful that no matter what life circumstances, that God has brought us through it all. And I looked over the year, and I realized that we did a lot of losses or changes versus, and I don't want to just dwell on the negative, but there was a lot of loss. This past year, we had to process the loss of two families leaving. And it happened twice. And we had a lot of questions, and we asked ourselves a lot of questions, but instead of dwelling on the questions and the loss, we chose to trust God and his promises. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting your care on him, for he careth for you. This past year, we also had a couple people that had bodily injuries. One fell, one had an accident. And we wondered why God let situations happen, you know. Why was harm allowed? But again, I think instead of focusing on the why and, you know, why God, you didn't do this, we chose to claim God's promises in Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. I think from that, just we were able to provide meals. We visited them. We prayed for them. And one person in particular, I think, kept a greeting card company in business. That's somebody's gift. So we also, besides the accident, we had a couple of people had some health changes, too. We really prayed earnestly for them. We wondered, again, you know, why was there not this instant or miraculous healing? And we tried to encourage them as they suffer, and some of them still are suffering. Some of them are just not necessarily, they're closely associated. It's not necessarily always just within our church circle, but people we know. Again, we had to claim God's promises. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And I remember this is for Grant and I, one Saturday this summer, we decided we needed to go visiting, and we went to two hospitals and one rehab center to visit everybody that had been either had a health change or had been, you know, physical change. So, and it makes you wonder, you know, why people were hurting, why people were struggling physically. And another change happened this year was Grant and I met a congregation. It was near our house, and they met in a basement. And at the time we met them, we didn't know that they had to be out of their rental place in 6 months. We didn't know they were wondering, where in the world is 30 people going to find a new place to meet? So when we heard of their need, we as a congregation chose to share and to let them use our church. The people were very thankful. They were very grateful. They're very appreciative, and they still are. But to be honest, I think as a congregation, we probably weren't not so much. It was, and I say that because it's a lot harder to share space with someone, and you don't know the possessiveness you might have in your heart when you think, oh, it's so nice to be able to share. But it's like when you see someone there, you know, you see, you know, the stage full of instruments and you see people, more people than we have come, it's like, yeah, it's a little hard to be thankful and to realize that, you know, the Lord's blessing them too. But we chose to obey 1 John 3:7. If anyone has material possessions and see a brother or sister in need, but has no pity in them, how can we have the love of God in us? So I look back over the year, and I don't want to just be negative, but there was a lot of things that happened. But I'm thankful God worked in our lives. I'm thankful that we learned to look to Jesus more when things seem to be getting worse. I'm thankful we're given the opportunity where we could show love to each other more. I'm thankful that in circumstances we learned to pray more for each other, to care more. I'm thankful too, and we're probably still struggling with, I'm thankful he gave us an opportunity to let go of the things, of the possessiveness, the things that we hold too tightly to. And last Sunday, we have table church too once a month. And when they were choosing the hymn, I looked at the hymn and I said, well, that hymn sounds depressing because it seemed like everything was going wrong on the hymn. And I thought, no, at the very end, it says that we will still praise him and we will still love him. So we as a church are still praising God. We're still growing spiritually.
You can remain seated and turn to Blue 92. Please listen.
Wellspring, our Thanksgiving praise, you're going to hear some scripture from Psalms 118 and Psalms 136, and you will also hear things our congregation can be thankful for.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Let Wellspring say, his love endures forever.
When hard-pressed, we cried to the Lord. He brought us into a spacious place.
The Lord is with us. We will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to us?
Give thanks to the Lord for bringing us through this difficult last year.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he has walked with us as a church family.
Give thanks to the Lord for the prayers that have been prayed on our behalf.
Give thanks to the Lord for Pastor Marta, for Pastor Randy, for the pastors of the Fife Church Group, and for all the pastors who ministered to us this past year. May God bless them and keep them.
Give thanks to the Lord for our leadership team and their ongoing work.
Give thanks to the Lord for each person who calls this congregation their church family and for each visitor that has walked through our doors.
Give thanks to the Lord for the coming together as a congregation to be of one spirit.
Give thanks to the Lord for the little things and the big things happening in our congregation.
Give thanks to the Lord for the coming year, for it will again bring changes.
Give thanks to the Lord for the God's gift of love and salvation for each one of us.
Give thanks to the Lord that this congregation will continue to be a light in our community.
Give thanks to the Lord for his steadfast love for Wellspring. His love endures forever.
The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success.
The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us.
You are our God, and we will praise you. You are our God, and we will exalt you.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
We will be singing 10,000 Reasons, and several weeks ago, we had table church. And we sang 10,000 Reasons, and we were getting ready for church, and I heard the song, and I just turned to Eloise and I said, that's our song for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we have so much to be thankful for, and it has been a tough year, and we do miss Pastor Mike, and we are, been very grateful for Pastor Marta. She has been a true blessing to us as a congregation. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we search for a pastor. We're waiting for God's timing. We're waiting for, it's God's in control. We're not, and I'm glad he is in control and that we are not, because I would have probably messed it up really bad by now. I think many of us, and continue to remember Eloise and the family in your prayers, and as we approach the first anniversary, but God has truly been good to us, and we are very thankful as a congregation.
Please stand.
Bye. You may be seated.
Was it wonderful to hear all the things from our five different churches that we're thankful for? But I don't think we hit 10,000 yet, so we're going to keep going. I know, if you're like me, the six people that got to share did share from our churches, but there were probably things that you heard from another church that you say, oh, that's right, that happened at our church too. We're thankful for that too. We want to have a prayer now, popcorn prayer, where anybody of you can be free to just pop out a word or a phrase of something you're thankful for that you'd like to add to this prayer that we've already begun today. So I'll begin and close and invite all of you, as you think of something you're thankful for, to add that to our prayer. Let's pray together. God, thank you for being in our midst right now today, and for being with each of us and each of our churches and communities in the year gone by. We have so much to thank you for. We probably couldn't stop at 10,000 reasons. We will stop today in saying them out loud, but I pray that the gratitude that has blossomed in our midst today will carry us through the year ahead with memories of what you have done for us in the past. Listen now. Hear our prayers of gratitude as we bring them to you.
Thank you for music. Praise you. Give you honor and glory and praise.
Thank you, Lord, for how many more jobs that President Trump has enacted us to have here in America, and that we're able to feed ourselves well.
Thank you that you're loving doors forever. Thank you that I am blessed to still have my parents with me to share Thanksgiving and Christmas, and thank you for family.
Thank you for leading the Holy Spirit to be our comforter and our guide on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord, for letting us
you for your forgiveness, even though I can't forgive myself. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the way that you still minister to us in new ways today as we share with others, our brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. in worship and study and conversation and fellowship. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father God, for all the answered prayers of this year. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the unanswered prayers. I know it will come to pass in your time.
Words of testimony today that brought you honor, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for our church and our church family.
Thank you for helping us to grow more into your likeness and image, for transforming our lives so we were more Christ-like. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the cloud of witnesses.
God, thank you for the list of things that we've brought to you today that we're thankful for, and thank you that it doesn't stop here. Thank you for the things that have happened in our past. Thank you for the ways that you will lead us and give us more to be grateful for in the future, and especially we thank you for right now being able to be here together, noticing and giving you our praise and gratitude again today, together. In your name we pray. Amen.
If you are able, I'd ask you to stand for the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the broad expanse of God's love and the abundance of his riches and glory shape your perspective on your life and your needs, including those things which disappoint. May the eyes of your heart be open to all the blessings which surround you, and may this awareness produce a harvest of generosity in your spirit. May thankfulness rise up within you, and not just during this short season, but day after day, from the early morning watch until you retire for the night. May your prayers reflect gratitude, while also acknowledging the needs of others, whose situations are so drastically different. May the thoughts of Jesus fill your mind, and the hunger for God drive your soul, and love for God guide your speech and your actions. And finally, may the grace and peace and love of the triune God protect, defend, and empower you to run with perseverance the race marked out for you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please remain standing and turn in your green hymnal to number 18.
Reaches to
We are thankful for those in our hospitality ministry who has prepared a light lunch for us after the service. The lunch will be served over here in the fellowship hall. It does look like it's raining quite heavily, so we might have to shuttle over and under umbrellas, but let's pray for the meal together. Lord, only through the power of your Spirit could we this morning praise your name and worship you and thank you with gratitude for all the things that you have done in our lives. So, Lord, we pray that this fellowship would continue as we eat together, as we sit at tables together. Pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts to continue to be thankful, not just today, but every day of our lives. We know that gratitude brings joy and peace into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.